Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast, the go-to podcast for all things dance studio ownership, growth, management, and more. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm thrilled to be with you on this exciting journey. Whether you're a seasoned studio owner or just starting out, our mission is clear: to empower you with the knowledge, strategies, and inspiration needed to take your dance studio to new heights. From marketing mastery to team building brilliance, we cover it all. Each episode is packed with interviews from industry leaders, practical tips, and the kind of insider knowledge that can make a real difference. We understand the unique challenges you face, and we're here to support you every step of the way. And for an encore experience and exclusive extra content, make sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. Your journey to studio excellence just got even more exciting. So grab your headphones and get ready to dance into the world of business excellence. Assemblée isn't just a podcast. It's your exclusive backstage pass to the strategies, stories, and secrets that dance studio owners need to not only survive, but thrive. Let's jump in. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In this episode today, we are going to touch on the types of team meetings, trainings, and retreats that we incorporate in our year to really create a comprehensive, I guess, training schedule for a 12-month period. So we'll talk about our weekly meetings, maybe things we do different times of the year, and again, what is involved in each one and potentially how you can try and start them yourselves if you're either looking to start meetings for the first time or you're looking to refresh your training schedule for the year ahead. So I think there's a heap of value in today's episode. So this is a bit of a behind the scenes, but also the benefits of different types of meetings. So if you know you're having certain issues with your team in different ways, it might help you, plan against that and keep training, keeping everyone across all of the information for the year ahead. So let's jump straight into today's episode. Alrighty, meetings, trainings, retreats. It's a big, big topic and something that I see people asking a lot about in Facebook groups, like how do you do it? How do you pay people? Like blah, blah, blah. There's so many questions, all really, really valid. So joining me today to give some insight and also to chime in whenever she sees fit is Mariah.
Hi, guys.
So I guess we'll start with like the things that we do weekly on a regular term basis. So this might be like in Australia, we have four terms. So yep. We do four quarters, roughly about 10 weeks. And we have some meetings that we have each of those weeks. We might take a break over the holidays or if people are on annual leave, for example. But in 2023, for example, we used to have a weekly management meeting.
Yes. So this is in terms of your management team, not your teaching team.
Yes. I'll talk about the difference. Again, if you are a small team, it might just be you and your reception staff or you and your main teacher, whatever you consider your management team. Or again, it could just be you that you sit down and kind of go over like your strategy.
Which is so important.
Yeah. So I just refer to it as our management meeting because it's like more of the bigger events, projects, BTS issues, things, concerns, positives, like growth opportunities, all of those things. So we had a weekly meeting for that last year.
Yep.
And that is something that we will continue this year. Mm-hmm. But considering we've kind of felt that we're just starting to kind of blow out time-wise, like it would always be minimum an hour.
Yeah.
And just because by the time you got around, I think it was like five of us, six, something like that. You know, by the time you went around 10 minutes, like it'd be 5-10 minutes each person.
Yeah.
It's just naturally.
And then like and most of the time it was like, oh, it's a safe for me. I'm doing marketing. I didn't really need to know what, I don't know, you know, like a customer thing or something that had happened. Like I like to know, but I really didn't need to be there for that. So just kind of like weeding out who needs to hear what, and who
needs to have input. Like I think in general it's good to have a bit of an overall perspective.
Yes.
But there was a lot of just kind of like, and it's not a bad thing, but it kind of felt like everyone was like kind of reading their to-do list for the week.
That's what it was.
So we've talked about refocusing, and again, it's important to keep everyone on track. But to kind of pivot our meetings to kind of focus on studio-wide things that everyone needs to contribute to, and then also like upcoming events, brainstorms, and then ensuring people know that they're assigned to that task, like that clarity then and there for that event is really, really important.
Yeah.
But keeping kind of the to-do list more
on our project management software, like ClickUp, and getting people to go across that.
Yeah.
So we've talked about refining our meetings, that particular meeting.
Yeah.
And then new meetings that we are adding for this year. Nicola, my studio director, will have one-on-one meetings then with the rest of the management team to kind of touch in on more of their weekly to-dos. That it might not have any relevance to anybody else.
Yeah.
So that potentially it helps them get through any issues and then they can kind of present the finished product.
Yeah.
Versus just talking a weekly update of their issues.
Yeah.
So there's that. We are going to also have a short weekly teaching meeting. And why we're doing it weekly, we're trialing it weekly to start is we just find it's easier to be like, you know, meetings at Wednesday at 10 versus, you know, every second Wednesday, people forgetting or not lining up with things. Or again, just we're just going to trial it. And I'm imagining it's only probably going to take 20 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes max. And that will be predominantly made up of our part-time teachers. So that's like our teachers who are teaching
a lot of classes.
30 hours a week. And that won't involve all of our like teachers who might only teach a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And more of our specialty teachers because one, we're not their only focus.
Yeah.
So it's a bit hard for them to manage that.
Yeah.
Two, I don't want to pay the entire team to do it weekly.
Yeah.
And three, similar to other meetings, it's just not going to be relevant to a lot of them.
Yeah.
So anything that is will obviously be shared on Facebook and email and everything. But a lot of those other teachers can happily have a quick check-in, you know, with someone once a fortnight and come to our kind of quarterly meetings and be really across everything.
Yeah.
So that is something that's it's like a different thing we're going to have.
Yeah.
And really kind of keeping in mind the balance of meeting versus doing work, like just so we're not spending our whole life in meetings.
Yeah.
We've got to have time to take action. But we think that having those teacher check-ins each week with the teachers that have the most kind of touch points with students will kind of give us a bit more of an understanding of how things are going in classes or potentially why there's been a drop in that class or things that the kids are loving and we want to do more of across the board. So that's sort of hoping to help with that and the lead up to exams and mid-years and concerts and stuff. So those are some of the weekly ones that we will do this year. And now I'm going to talk about kind of the different kind of trainings and meetings and retreats that we have for the rest of the year.
Yeah, for all of our teachers.
So first one is our sort of management start of the year. Like when we all jump back into work in the first week, there's sort of a lot of meetings. There's a lot of strategy meetings, prep meetings, planning meetings.
Yeah.
Just knowing you're going to have to kind of block that stuff out. And again, we are in a bigger team, so it does take a bit of coordination. Yeah. But again, if it's you and you are the main person, I still think blocking out some time to work on like student goals and strategies and curriculum is really, really important so that you get across everything before you jump into the day-to-day. As soon as term gets back, it's sometimes hard to kind of block, to really chunk out that time. So that's sort of the start of the year. Again, we don't have anything kind of set. We just kind of say like we'll need to meet with this person to go over that, blah, 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 and go from there. And then we'll like our all team meetings, which is teacher focused.
Yeah.
We have our teacher kickoff, which we have in January. That's the start of our season. So whatever the start of your season is. And that like we're having that tonight.
Yeah.
So we're doing it more of like a pizza party style.
Yeah.
So it'll be a couple of hours in the evening. In previous years, we've done it, you know, during a day on a weekend. But we're doing it on a Tuesday evening, you know, after work hours in case people have other jobs they need to kind of account for or kids and things that they can kind of bring them home from school, hand them off. And there's times where, like, I felt like we've had an onboarding of a lot of new teachers and we really needed, like, a full day.
Yeah.
But I think we literally have one new teacher who's your sister.
Yeah.
So she'll, like,
she'll be fine.
She'll pick up what she misses out
via
osmosis.
Like doing a lot of classes, so it's not, like, a whole lot of information. Yeah.
Just a bit of funny behind the scenes. Mariah is, like, a hip-hop superstar and her sister is literally a prima ballerina.
So funny.
So
funny. So opposite.
So opposite.
But similar,
but not.
Similar, but not.
Like both dance.
Yes.
So both teach.
Similar. Yeah, true.
The complete opposites true. In the type.
Yeah, so funny.
Wait, but some people will look at that and go, that's the same.
What?
Like that you're both dancers, teachers.
Yeah.
And not take into account
the, how different the actual styles are. Yeah, I know.
Ha ha ha.
Anyway.
So considering, so we thought, well, we can kind of get the main things and the focus done within those few hours.
Yeah.
And kind of, I guess, challenging ourselves to not just drag it out for the sake of dragging it out.
Yeah, like just
get it done. Stuff done and go. Yeah, like, we want to get it done to a high quality and there's so much value in meeting together.
Yeah.
Answering questions a lot of the time.
A lot of bonding too. Like a lot of the team don't see each other, like, at all because a lot of the teachers are at different times and things like that. So it's just a nice way to get all the teachers together to start the year before term starts and just be like, let's
get energy up. And sorry, I'm so out of breath.
So if you're listening this right now, Claire's still heavily pregnant.
So I'm trying, but I feel like the more I talk, the puffer I more puffer,
puffer.
The more puffed I get, and all I can hear is myself going like.
I'm trying not. I'll be like, oh, I'm not. Like, just take a step back.
Sorry.
Let's pause for a sec.
Literally just sitting still, but that's the kind of vibes. Aww. That's our kind of start of the year kickoff. Just and a casual pizza party.
What do you talk about?
We go over like the every year. There's always I say the boring stuff.
Yeah.
You know, legal things. Yeah. You know, reminders about what is and is not allowed.
Yeah.
And particularly with our school locations, there's strict processes and protocols we need to follow.
Yeah.
And then things like, you know, uniform expectations, arriving on time, what to expect for pay, just like reminding them of the kind of those kind of general stuff. And mostly again because we have a new team, we can kind of churn through that pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then there's always like a focus in different department areas. So, you know, depending on whatever focus it is that year, I think there might be like the petite coordinator will touch base. Like I think Phoebe's is presenting something about the schools and how to adapt classes for that.
Yeah.
And again, most of our team kind of teach across the studios and the schools.
Yeah.
So we would kind of do a little bit of both. But if we had really, really different teams, we would just split the meetings a bit more. And then like I will do
It's also good if they do know, I have a slight understanding of schools if relief needs to be taken too. So those studio teachers can just sort of jump into that school
location.
Yeah.
And again, that for you, that might not be relevant if you have all your classes within the studio. But again, like you might have your studio across three locations because you're hiring from halls and that's what happens. And each one has different protocols and procedures.
Yeah.
So it's important to kind of get across that.
Yeah.
Then we kind of touch again on curriculum, how to prepare, how to improve on last year.
Yeah.
Issues, new things that people should be thinking about, like we have new initiatives. And then my focus will be on like the overall theme for the year. So we've talked about like culture and retention and how we're going to focus on that. I'll obviously like I'm going to be away for a large portion of the year. So kind of talking about that and the effect it shouldn't have. And then
trial processes. Yeah.
Anything that the teachers need to be across.
Yeah.
And then we generally have time for brainstorming in some way, input, and then like questions.
Yeah.
Just like sometimes there's just like a random question that you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
And then like we already have talked about updating a few things for our concert, so we'll kind of touch on that with the team so they know to prepare for it when the time comes.
Yeah.
Moving into term two, so for us it's probably like around April, May, so whatever your second quarter is. That's usually when we have a retreat. So it's either like a full day away or we have in the past done like weekends away or a combination of both. Like some people might stay, some people might only come for a day.
Yeah.
And that's a different type of event but also really, really valuable. Obviously, if you're staying somewhere, it's going to be more of a cost.
Yeah.
But if it's something you can budget for throughout the year, it's really, really valuable. It's nice to treat. The retreat, treat your team. And again, I think being flexible because some people are just not interested in staying or being away from their family or they can't depending on the life stage that they're in, which is fine. Or again, it might be different groups that need to kind of be more involved in different things. So yeah. Last year we did just the day.
Yeah, a full day.
Full day. We didn't do the stay away.
No, because we went to Sydney.
Oh, I always do this. I forget. Yeah. So last year we also did a conference, away conference.
Yeah.
So we didn't do a stay away in the middle of the year. But
and then we also found that the year prior when we did do a stay away, majority of the teachers didn't stay. I think it was just like our management which team, is, really.
Again, fine.
Yeah, which is fine. So we just shifted how we did the retreat.
Considering
2023, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, again, from my perspective, more of a budgeting thing. Like I was already paying
for Sydney.
So it was, and Sydney was a flight and a conference and accommodation. So it was enough.
Yeah.
But then this year we're not going to Sydney because I'll be giving birth. So that's a weird sentence, isn't it? Giving birth.
Giving birth.
It sounds weird when you think about it.
Giving birth. Yeah, like you're, well, you kind of.
I know, but it's just a weird, like grammatically it's a bit.
Yeah, that is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Giving birth.
Yeah. Anyway. That's
take,
a.
Take.
No.
Taking birth.
Have it, it's like having birth, but that's not it.
Yeah. No. Okay. Keep going.
Sorry. And so, yeah, we're not going. We'd like to put that on the calendar for next year. But this year, yeah, we'll kind of flip probably back to a stay away model and depending again on. Me, I might only come during the day as well.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean everyone else can't stay. And that meeting for us is a big focus on our concert and exams. Mm. So we kind of do the theme. Like this year I'd love to do like the running order.
Yeah.
Finalise the music, like have literally people editing.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
and there.
Nicola and I, the studio director, we've sort of mapped out when we want to have the theme done, when we want the running order done like prior to this meeting so that we can then do the things that we need to do at the meeting and not like think about the theme then or, you know, just have everything sort of prepared and ready to go before that.
Yeah. One. And to be fair, like I said, the theme, you really almost need to have it locked down before the meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. And people come with ideas and it's more just like really nutting out the theme.
Yeah.
And like how it had to get creative within it.
Yeah.
I
also feel like that meeting though is very training based too.
Yeah, we did. And like last year again with the retreat day, it was we had an outside person come in. I think when we did it more of an overnight stay, it was more of like a collaboration. Yeah. We kind of self-presented depending on what we were focusing on.
Yeah.
But again, I think you could do a combination of both.
Yeah.
And it was, again, it's nice to rotate year to year, keep things, mix things up.
Yeah. Yeah, like we had that the lady come and do the sales.
Yeah.
Course or whatever.
Training.
Yeah, training. And then we still like did bonding and things like that. And then I think Nick took
we like did a bar class.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun. And then Nicola took us through like some questions or issues that just kept kind of popping up within the studio and kind of talked through the teachers how to go about that. Or we also shared like our studio goals to the team as well. So it was kind of it's kind of probably our biggest meetings.
Well, it's definitely the longest.
Yeah.
And it's, again, our recital concert is sort of our main event of the year. So it's important to kind of
touch really base on that. Yeah.
Get that going. So that's in like the quarter two of your year.
Yeah.
And then in our quarter three, we always have a shorter, you know, maybe 1 to 2 hours on a day, weekend, maybe in the holidays, just depending on how it falls. And that's just a concert check in. With then a focus on retention.
Yeah.
So how do we maintain retention for the remainder of the year and then, I guess, into re-enrollment time?
Yeah.
So what's the strategy there? How's everyone kind of – what's the vibe they're getting from their classes?
Yeah.
How everyone's feeling? Because getting closer to concert time, it's just what, like there's no time. Like we'll have one-on-ones and things.
Yeah.
And then after the concert, people break. They go on holidays. Yeah. They go away.
Yeah.
The studio – closes for this summer other than workshops and things.
Yeah.
But regular classes do finish. So that's something to keep in mind. And then we've got that big kind of no contact time with a large portion of the team until the new year.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit. So, again, we would really – we have like three main meetings a year and then extras with the management team.
Yeah.
And then aside from that, how we stay in touch with our team is Facebook, Messenger, email.
Yeah.
Just pretty much a copy of everything there. Yeah. And then we have scheduled and unscheduled check-ins of classes.
Yeah.
The management team will come into their classes and evaluate, give them feedback, have a meeting, provide that feedback to them.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I guess we do for our team is we have like a handbook that has all the info, lesson templates, links to curriculum, links to extra trainings that we have, everything.
Yeah.
And then what do we talk about? Some slight tweaks and changes that we're going to do for this year, like in the Facebook group to help keep the team across everything.
So we're going to do a monthly, like what's on this month for more of a teacher, from a more of a teacher point of view.
We used to do like a, this term, but we don't think that it was.
I think there's just things on now that is monthly and things that need to be reminded a little bit more, or they want more, more time beforehand to think about it and things like that. So we'll be doing like a what's on for this month. So that's my plan anyway for our families at the studio. And then I can
We had been doing for concert season, which worked really well.
Yeah. So then we'll send that. I'll send that to Nick and Nicola can add on any teacher things that they need to be aware of, like parent viewing week, how to prep for that, or if it's coming up to concert time, like choreography dates that need to be done and things like that. So just more of a consistent checkpoint for our teachers, just so they know what's going on at the studio. Because a lot of the time parents can come up to the teachers and be like, what time's movie night start? Or what time is this on? Or when is that competition or something like that? And at the moment, our teachers aren't fully aware. Like, they know it's happening, but they don't really know the ins and outs. So if they just have, like, a little graphic that they've got there for themselves to check in, then that's just another touch point for the parents to just end the conversation there, really.
Yeah, and we talked about adding like, we have notice boards for the parents. We're going to refresh those in our lobby areas. But then adding, like, those monthly check-ins, like print them on the teacher stations as well, like smack bang in their face.
Yeah.
So if someone's asking them when they're at their computer, they can look at check. The dates.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we always have, again, depending on our location, there's a reception person.
Yeah.
But that's not possible at every venue. Yeah. So it just sort of depends.
Yeah.
You know, nothing didn't work well last year. It's just that we're always looking to refine.
Yeah.
Improve, etc.
Yeah.
So that there's less like the, you know, the more that you can kind of train against problems, the less problems you have.
Yeah.
That's sort of the aim.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as a perfectly smooth running business. No. But you can kind of have
the
best.
Stay on the ball a bit, a little bit. Yeah.
And try and improve and think about ways, you know, little tweaks that you could make from year to year.
Yeah.
And again, if you're like, I've nailed it, I have the perfect system.
Great.
Contact me. I'd like to know it. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me today, Mariah.
No worries.
And thank you everybody for listening. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. Thank you for joining me, Claire O'Shea, on this inspiring journey into the heart of dance studio ownership. Hope you found today's insights valuable and actionable. To unlock even more exclusive content and enhance your journey, be sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. It's the next step to elevate your studio to extraordinary heights. Your dedication to your craft and business is what makes this community so incredible. So until next time, keep dancing, keep growing, and keep reaching for those studio dreams. Bye for now.